Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Vander Waal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting seventh. The catcher, Keith Osick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Enrique Cruz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Franklin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Wayne Franklin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Grudzielanek. Batting second. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eric Karros. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Baco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Pryor. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ginter strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Baco to Gonzalez, and Podsednik is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grudzielanek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grudzielanek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Vander Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sexson strikes out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vander Waal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Vander Waal reaches second base with a double. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Vander Waal moves to third. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Osick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karros strikes out. 1 out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Enrique Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Franklin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franklin hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baco hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Pryor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Mark Grudzielanek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grudzielanek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grudzielanek takes first base on ball 4. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton fields the ball and throws to Franklin covering. Safe. Grudzielanek moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ginter is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginter strikes out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karros is 0-for-1 in the game. Karros hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Karros reaches second base with a double. Alou moves to third. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Baco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baco is 0-for-1 in the game. Baco hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vander Waal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vander Waal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grudzielanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms strikes out. Two outs. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Osick is 0-for-1 in the game. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grudgy Lanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grudgy Lanek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grudgy Lanek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patterson strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Moises Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Karros hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Enrique Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Franklin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keith Ginter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ginter is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baco is 0-for-2 in the game. Baco hits a fly ball into right field. Vander Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-2 in the game. Sexton strikes out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vander Waal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vander Waal strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers too. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Grudzielanek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grudzielanek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grudzielanek takes first base on ball 4. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Grudzielanek moves to second. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sosa strikes out. 2 outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Osick is 0-for-2 in the game. Osick strikes out. 1 out. Enrique Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Kieschnick pinch hits for Luis Vizcaino. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kieschnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Estrella now pitching. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Karros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Baco and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ginter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginter takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-3 in the game. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vander Waal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vander Waal strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike DeGene now pitching. Brady Clark now playing right field. Lenny Harris pinch hits for Paul Baco. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeGene fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Joe Borowski. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first, with DeGene covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grudgy Lanek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Grudgy Lanek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeGene fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.